How do you know this stuff? How do you know these things are bad sentences? Nobody ever taught you this. You just know, right? Someone says, which Mary did Mary read the book, The Praise? You go, what the heck? What? You know. You just know. So how did you come to know this? Well, that's what's called poverty of the stimulus. There's something going on in your head that goes beyond the data you get. Because you only hear good sentences. And your brain, using UG with the input data it gets, decides what's also going to be ungrammatical. Now, along with strong violations, there are what are called weak violations. Okay, so we can move some WH elements around. They don't sound so bad to us. In fact, some languages, like Spanish, one of my languages, allows this. And Christopher, I think Italian, does this too. So we can move a WH across a that, which is not a relative clause, and the sentence doesn't sound as bad as the previous ones. So which medicine did John think that cured his illness doesn't sound as bad as some of the other ones. You kind of go, not really good, but it's not as bad as those other ones. Which game did Anne hear the news that the British team won? Yeah, but it's not as bad as the other ones. Which parcel did Amy wonder why the boy had brought? I mean, some of the other ones, you can't even understand what they mean. These, at least, you can make sense of, okay? So the idea is that there are strong and weak violations. No languages can do the other ones we saw. Some languages can do this, which is why they don't sound so bad in English, because it's permissible under UG, okay? Now,